Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A bill that would repeal the windfall elimination provision and government pension offset and, in effect, increase some 15,000 Alaskan Social Security benefits is headed for President Biden's desk and is expected to become law after passing the Senate 76-20 early Saturday ahead of a vote averting a government shutdown. The Social Security Fairness Act passed the House in November by a similarly wide bipartisan margin. The two benefit-reducing laws have had an outsized impact on Alaskans. The windfall elimination provision alone affects some 15% of Alaska retirees, the highest per capita figure in the nation. Senator Lisa Murkowski pointed to those numbers on the Senate floor.
And I've been hearing from these folks for the entire tenure that I've been here in the United States Senate. Hearing about the disparate impact on Alaskans, hearing about the inequity, the unfairness. I've earned these benefits, and yet I'm not able to receive the full benefit. Where is the fairness in that?
When first passed in the mid-1980s, the windfall elimination provision was supposed to make Social Security more fair and preserve a system facing a crisis. At that time, alarm bells were ringing. Social Security was close to running out of money to pay retirees, disabled people, and surviving spouses, according to a bulletin published by the Social Security Administration in 1983. Congress and President Ronald Reagan eventually came up with a compromise to avert the crisis, and that included the windfall elimination provision. Today, a wide range of policy experts across the political spectrum say repealing the benefit reductions is a bad idea, essentially for the reasons that they were first implemented. Governor Dunleavy issued an executive order to establish a new department in Alaska. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Governor Mike Dunleavy announced on Friday, December 20th, an executive order he will introduce to establish the Alaska Department of Agriculture. The executive order will be introduced on the first day of the upcoming legislative session on January 21st. The order will create the Department of Agriculture by transferring the responsibilities of the Division of Agriculture within a Department of Natural Resources to the new department. The new department's mission will be to strengthen Alaska's agriculture sector, which will in turn increase economic activity and strengthen Alaska's food security. Alaska currently imports approximately 95% of its food products. This dependence on imports not only creates a vulnerability for Alaska, but leads to billions of dollars leaving the state each year. Increased agriculture production will keep Alaskan dollars circulating in the state economy. The new department will continue all functions currently carried out by the Division of Agriculture, but will be better positioned to effectively carry out its mission. Establishing the Department of Agriculture will create a cabinet-level position and a dedicated budget for the new department. It will also require the legislature to pay greater attention to the state's food production systems and implement policies that facilitate success for the state's producers. The Alaska Food Security and Independence Task Force, established by the governor under Administrative Order 331, modified by AOS 334 and 241, and the Alaska Legislature's Food Strategy Task Force, established under HB 298, which was signed by the governor in 2022, have recommended the creation of a Department of Agriculture. The executive order will be introduced under the governor's constitutional authority in Article 3, Section 23 to reorganize the executive branch. Unless rejected by a majority of lawmakers, the Department of Agriculture will be official on July 1st of 2025. With KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Forget the open-air sleigh overloaded with gifts and powered by flying reindeer. Santa and Mrs. Claus last week took supersized rides to Southeast Alaska in a C-17 military cargo plane and a camouflaged Humvee as they delivered toys to the Tlingit village of Yakutat, northwest of Juneau. The visit was part of this year's Operation Santa Claus, an outreach program of the Alaska National Guard to largely indigenous communities in the nation's largest state. Each year, the Guard picks a village that has suffered recent hardship in Yakutat. Yakutat's case, a massive snowfall that threatened to buckle buildings in 2022. The Humvee caused a stir when it entered the school parking lot, and a buzz of it's Santa pierced the cold air as dozens of elementary school children gathered outside. In the school, Mrs. Claus read a Christmas story about the reindeer Dasher. The couple in red then sat for photos with nearly all of the 75 or so students and handed out new backpacks filled with gifts, books, snacks, and school supplies donated by the Salvation Army. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.